Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's New Year's Day. Happy New Year's, everyone. 2013 is almost gone. 2014 is almost here. But it doesn't matter. We're still alive. We do the live shows on New Year's Day and the live shows on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day. And to help us ring out the old year with some new thinking, some new ideas, and some new disciplines for 2014, we have our good friend Janet Christie. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. She's the founder and president of Leverage and Development, the author of 101 Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, as well as Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She's our good friend, Janet Christie. So we don't have Janet Christie. All right, I thought we had. We're working on that. We're having some technical difficulty getting Janet Christie on the line, so we're working on that. In the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march and talk about some of the things that we can do for next year. One of them that's very important, and we can all do a little better job in this. This is something that now we have Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Don't you just love this? This newfangled telephone stuff.
The more complex, the more likelihood of problems.
There you go. You know, the telephone backbone is something else. It's good to have you here. Happy New Year. Now we don't have her. So, okay. So, sounds like we're having some telephone issues. So anyway, we're gonna continue to march. The thing that we want to talk about today is something that we can all benefit from, and that's something Janet reminded us about, and that is following up. You know, I try really hard. I really focus on this. I'm pretty dedicated and over the top on this, and that's following up with people, finding out what I have to do, what are they expecting of me, and doing that, and even going the extra mile. Now, our friend Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti, calls this trust. Following up is part of the trust factor. Janet, are you there?
I am.
Now you're there. Okay, we're gonna keep trying this, Janet. See how it works. I was just talking about your resolution about following up, because my friend Arki Chankuti, Dr. Chankuti, says that follow up is all part of trust. It's the closure, he calls it, of trust. Meaning that if I tell you, if you ask me to do something, or if I accept that, or if I tell you I'm going to do something, following up, finishing that, closing that loop, is part of trust. And trust is the foundation of relationships, isn't it?
I never really thought about putting the word trust with it, but you're absolutely right, and it is the foundation.
So one of the resolutions for us folks today is to do a better job of following up. And Janet, I really work hard on this, and I'll tell you something. I think I'm a pretty darn good practitioner of customer service, making customers want to do business with me because they know they can count on me. This is one of the things that you have to do if you want customers to come back every time and just maybe pay you a little bit more than other people. If you follow up like your life depended on it, and certainly like your business depended on it, then they'll do that, won't they? They'll come back.
They will. Yes, and not only that, but you will be doing something that most other people are not doing, so it will set you apart.
Many other people. And I'll tell you something else, Jen. I hate to say this, but I feel like follow-up is losing ground in the marketplace. What do you think? When I think of the people that I try to do business with, where I'm the customer, We got a problem out there. What do you think?
Yes, that it's very sad, but even when I'm the customer, I do more of the follow-up than the person providing me the product or service.
And I'm talking about small business owners, too, by the way, Janet.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the big guys right now. I'm talking about local small businesses that don't follow up and act like they don't even want my business.
I try to use small businesses whenever we, you know, have a refrigerator that has a problem or something like that. And I won't go back to the ones that don't follow up. And that's just human nature because, like you said, the trust is broken.
Yep, absolutely. So follow up, folks. And as I say, I do a good job of this all the time. I've got a multiple decade track record of this. But Janet, I still keep trying harder to be even better than I have done.
Well, and that will pay off.
Another one that you talk about, one of your resolutions, is follow the money. Tell us about that.
Well, if you want to get somebody's money, you have to know what they're spending it on. So first you have to know the customer, then you have to know where they are spending the money, then you have to show them how your product or service deserves their money being spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know where that money is being spent, or you won't get any of it.
Right. That's exactly right. So give us a little bit more on that. Tell us how this works a little bit more.
Well, a lot of times I work with small businesses that are trying to sell to government or large corporations. And by the way, that's not out of the realm for lots and lots of people. Now, if you're in a dress shop or a hair salon, maybe not. But they use lots of products and services. So, as a matter of fact, I just was looking at where in South Carolina, where I live, I was looking at a list of opportunities for right now, and they are looking for somebody to provide funeral services at for the detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what's going to be on their list.
Right.
But in working with those people, they just want to run out and say, this is my product and service, and you need to buy this from me, especially because mm-hmm. I'm a small business. But they didn't find out what the government funding was going to be used
right.
for this year.
Right.
And that's not hard to do.
Right.
All you got to do is read the minutes from a council meeting, or look at where the federal government.
This is all part of your job, folks. If you're going to grow your business, if you're going to maximize the opportunity that's in your marketplace, hey Janet, give us your website, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. Quick break. More resolutions. I got some here that you might not have thought about. After these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.